Hi, I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and I'm the founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com. In today's episode, we're going to talk about witches expand their perception. If you were able to expand your perceptions, what would that give you? What would you gain out of that? I have three things that I want to share with you about that. The first one is your perception changes with more information. For example, let's say you do a prosperity spell. And that spell fails, and you don't know why. So you look through your books, and you actually start to learn and get more information about the moon phases and things, and realize you made a mistake. You should have done the prosperity spell on a waxing moon instead of a waning moon. The second point I want to make is a witch changes reality with her magic. So when you do a spell, whatever you're perceiving around that spell, when you do the spell, it will change your perception, and you're actually going to change the physical reality. So let's talk about that prosperity spell that we talked about earlier. When we do the spell, it actually will change our perception by changing reality for us. Let me bring this down to a concrete example. Let's say, for example, you want a new job, but you're really concerned about the job interview. So you do a spell to release the blocks that will cause you trouble in the interview. So perhaps you do the spell to get rid of your nervousness, or you do a spell to make your speech more clear and strong. So when you do the spell, you create a calm within yourself, which in turn changes the reality you are in. And the last thing I want to tell you is use your tools. You can ground and center, or for an example, use the InstaCircle. It's quick, it's easy, and once you use it, it will keep you protected from unwanted energies that will actually change your perceptions. You'll get a clearer idea of what's going on around you. I've shared in a previous podcast the instructions on the InstaCircle. As a quick review, you take your dominant hand and you raise it above your head and you cast a circle 3 times around your head, pulling that energy once you've created it into the ground, therefore creating a barrier from the outside world to the inner world of you. A barrier that keeps negative energies outside and keeps your inside calm and peaceful. So the InstaCircle goes basically like this. You take your dominant hand and you raise it above your head and you go clockwise or jizzle around your head, casting a circle by saying, I cast this circle thrice, round, round, and round. I am protected from all baneful energies from head to ground. And that's how you do it. And if you don't want to swing your arm around in public and do the actions physically, you can also do it by visualizing it in your mind, doing the actions and saying the phrases that I've talked to you about. And you're changing the perception of how strong you are. And now, in summary, your perception changes with more information. Secondly, a witch changes reality with magic. And third, use your tools, like grounding and centering and the InstaCircle. I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and for more information, please visit my blog, GoddessHasYourBack.com. Blessed be.